Which will change the proposals, which will be on the computer. Then we must review the field. We must allow consideration of beyond grammar. For as long as they fall within the general category of what the phrase is indicating, which is not what we were told yesterday. Thank you.
Jim, I'm sorry, but you know you cannot do that. Three cited yesterday was Judge Cameron, the Daniels is. I take those things. That when the president confirms that, he has to be specific. You're operating the separation of powers on shaky ground. If you decide to take the chance and use the vigilance built into vagueness in order to do other stuff, we want to do. We are the legislative authority of this topic. If you start allowing this kind of vagueness and then use the vagueness to do whatever else you want, then we are no longer the legislative authority of the Republic, and any person can toss back anything that he doesn't want. And we cannot do that. We are testing the separation of powers. Only for the best contender. Unfortunately, he has been unclear about what he said. And that is why we aren't capable of being with us, and which is why we will understand. I fundamentally don't understand. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, during those massive things that went around with my Arabian presidency, which is in Korea, the president is a power circumscribed by the duty of the specific on his mission. This was enabled him to place the thousand times. We need to identify specific grounds to determine the reservation of power. That's one thing. The second issue is what happens when we say Kashua. Are we limited by the reservation of power? I'm not the questioning the grounds on which the president can exercise his power. My argument is, may be right, may be wrong, that the distinct and separate argument is that in terms of Section 79 of the Constitution, we must. So we are legislation. We have a plenary power vested on two aspects of South Africa. Once we are reached in the field through the specific exercise of the powers of the president, we call the field in our hands. We are again in charge of the field and its complexity, its entirety, its liberty. The president has opened the door into a much faster move. This is my reading of the Constitution, this is my reading of the process, and this is my reading of senior leaders in other parliaments. And we will assume that in drafting the Constitution, because it is standing back at the standard element of the parliamentary system, our Constitution maker was not the party itself substantially from the examining party experience. So that was my argument. We do have the power as we need if we want to go beyond the
purely restrictive.
Yes.
And it confines us to the subsections identified or to the sections identified by the president. And the Speaker of Parliament directed the task of this committee to Section 79, Subsection 1 of the Constitution. And that is what we need to be doing. I'm not quite sure. I was of the view, Chairperson, that at least the committee has got powers to correct what is wrong. I don't know, Honorable Smuts, I don't know what is preventing us as the committee to change 4 to 4. I really don't know whether it's unconstitutional for the committee to do that. I would compare with the views of the Daniels that at least the committee is empowered, has got that authority at least. Yes, punctuation, you say no, but at least those things that are incorrectly written, those errors, those typographical errors, definitely we can correct them. How would it be when you take the bill that is supposed to be saying 4, and we take it with 4, which is NN? You see, totally changing the complexion of what we wanted to say, because we are saying we were not asked to do that. Really, Honourable Member, I'm looking at you with a smile.
What I think you are clear on, I think the Honourable Smuts has shifted the ground a bit from yesterday. Yesterday we were quite clear that the President needs to clarify himself and that there could be a broader one thing.
That's what
I'm saying. You take a very restricted, you're saying only restricted, so you're taking the view narrowly. Cannot raise a matter of spelling error unless the spelling error goes to a constitutional point that makes the bill unconstitutional. He cannot raise a full stop or a punctuation issue. He is restricting the powers that he has in 79. He's got the veto power, it's permitted. So the power to veto bills, he can prevent bills from going through. He can say, I'm not signing this thing. But he cannot refuse to sign it unless his reservation relates to a constitutional point. So we cannot expect the President to have raised full stops and commas and spelling errors. The question then remains, are we restricted? Are we going to, as a Parliament, be so restrictive in our own powers to say, while we see here is a spelling error, constitutional is spelled wrong. We see that there is a spelling error here. It doesn't turn on anything. These errors should have been corrected when the bill went for printing. They crept in somehow or another, we don't know how. We certainly didn't see them there when they went, but they somehow
now turned
up.
I told you that.
Now, I'm going to adjourn this meeting if I get people interfering when other people talk. We're trying to establish a principle yesterday that people don't. I know in the House, it becomes very popular to interject this, but it's supposed to be. Now, I don't know to what extent you want to be on the wrong side of ridiculous. When you see these things that you say no, we don't have as a parliament, because there is the separation of powers. I think we landed up in court one day and we complained about these things the judges did to offer us. Now, I take the Honourable Abbasini's point, because the Abbasini is stretching this view of mine a little bit further. I said, why did you fix on my own screen? which include more than spelling errors and which he has identified as being an error. I think there we might be on dangerous ground, because when we fix those things, we might be interfering with constitutionality, because the Honorable Abbasini is complaining that 45 and 40 has got similar problems, say, forever. If the president was correct on 45, why didn't he raise the other one? And I would differ that that is something more than cosmetic changes. We're talking about punctuation, we're talking about spelling errors. I think it would be appropriate to recommend to the House that these punctuation errors and these spelling errors be affected. Has proposed that 45 as it is before us be inserted. There's a proposal here, the professor. Is there anybody against 45 to be inserted as before?
Thank you.
All those in favor, because it seems that all those in favor, raise your hands. Okay. The secretary, please take note of that. The amendment is accordingly effective. The abstention of the... Honourable members, that takes us then to 42. The Honourable Ms. Watson said that she knows a formal decision. 42 before the 42 was before the minister. Can I have a proposal that in 42 be amended as proposed by Mr. Bell? I've got a proposal here from Honourable Satori, seconded by the Honourable Soto. All those in favour of 42. That brings us then on the punctuation situation.
Single section of course 20, or is your proposal
an amendment of what is before us on
it's an addition to what is before you. I'm sure I put it before you. But I'm assuming that you're putting it before us on the chair.
I'm finding it carefully from what you propose.
I'm proposing an additional correction to the text. The grammatical correction.
I want to formally put the typographical errors as proposed by the Senior Address for the committee. And I think that should be the only area that we need to consider.
The thing is, I think we have a number of markets. The proposal then is that clause 20 be amended, that after subsection C, the full stop be removed. Thank you. honorable members, the report before you is in line with the manner in which the report back to Parliament. This is the format, this is the style, this is how the report on this matter appears. I myself don't have a argument to put to the people that are familiar and that are responsible for guiding us on these matters. This is the report.
Mr. Chairman, I have two requests. First of all, I want the most complete report, which is a report which is a set of minutes. Secondly, in terms of the rules of this Parliament, I request a minority report. The rules and the request, not a minority report, the minority views be accommodated in the report. As you know, the rules of this Parliament require that when reporting on a field, and this is the case, each minority view when so requested be reported at that time, we state the immediate. This is a formal request. And this is the rule. And I know the rules don't seem to matter much around here, but just to make an exception, this is a statement. And the minority review that I wish to have recorded is that, therefore, you made an error from the chair in not allowing the full consideration of the bill and in holding that we did not have the power to consider the bill. You can send for me. I have that right in the rules for this to be recorded. And that prevented additional considerations of constitutionality of the bill in respect of sections, especially in respect of the time, to be considered by the committee. And I would wish that to be recorded.
Chairperson, the report is a report of a committee, not of party. And therefore, the structure of the report should reflect the decision of the committee. It cannot accommodate other views and all that. So I don't think Rossini is correct with saying that their views should be accommodated. And, I mean, it's not a report, it's now minutes. We're talking about a report here, and it should be a report of a committee, not a report of individual bodies. Thank
you. I'm just summarizing to you what I would like to have considered from the DHA. The DHA takes the view that the committee should have requested clarity from the President on the matters on which he has reservations as to their constitutionality, and accordingly that's.
No, Chairperson. Those who want to abstain will abstain in the House, not here in the committee. I mean, when the report is written, the process is such that the report should be that of the committee, not of the individual views that were espoused here. We cannot do that.
Close.
But you are important.
we could incorporate is that the opposition parties objected to the report. These are the views of matters which you take up in the House. So you want to object? Otherwise, I'm going to put the report as it is.
Yes. All right, then.
We're arguing over something now that you can debate in the House and you come. There will be a whole argument about why.
Why can't you say Adam's like a rule?
You, I don't know what the rule you need. You must look at the rule that says what must come into it.
Am I the only one in the committee to read the rules? I mean, you are a chairman, you should know that.
I'm not going to read this. Can I have a proposal?
We have a draft report before. We have a draft report in the end of our report. Here is proposing an amendment. Which they put before me here. The amendment reads, they want to add, the DA takes the view that the committee should have requested clarity from the president on the matters on which he has reservation as to their constitutionality and in accordance with the statute.
Chairperson, what is the question?
That there was a proposed amendment to the report that is before us.
And then you get that addition.
So, the first motion that I want to ask you, the report before you, the draft report, this is the second one that we have for this month. The first draft before you. Do I have a motion on that draft? The Honourable Sondo moves. Second and third. All those in favour of the draft before, can you raise your hands, please? This is the draft that is before us. The amended version of the number is much which I've just read. The version of the deal is exactly the same as it was before you, except that it includes what I've just read. That will take some years. That motion is now. Moved by Honourable Dietzmann. Is there anybody to second the motion? That the report as amended by the Honourable the Smuts be accepted. Seconded by the Honourable.
Sir, can I have a seat?
No. Are you seconded or you're not seconded? Otherwise the proposal collapses. Then such a proposal is collapsing this the proposal of the DA then fails. The report shall be the one that is before you. I will ask the honourable members that have supported the proposal that's before you. I don't have any objections. And this is not a proposal because it's not, it could be added without any complaints. That the object, that the DA objected to the report. That the DA, which is a single line.
You are creating an impression that other political parties are agreed.
I want your objection to be heard, and you must tell the committee that that's what you also want.
I wanted to say, I was told no.
And what this has become of, it's something coming from the chair.
At least if it was a case of negotiation, maybe we would say, yeah, maybe. But because we won by voting, I reject it.
Democracy is for governance by the rules. Governance against the rules is dictatorship. And I want to place some racial translated demand in terms of the rule. You know, for the specific accommodation of minority youth, I can read the rule as you and say you're not entertained, you're not allowed, and this report in contravention of the rules of the family, in contravention of the principle of democracy, and this shows the content of the basic rules of dialogue on which you are talking about that, to the point of not even entertaining a motion to correct the flagrant grammar mistakes. I mean, it's not so I want that to be recorded because it's a violation of rules, and it shows an attitude of being unwilling to govern by the rules and not by the will of people.
Honourable members, I think the Honourable MC is correct. The appropriate, not to the court, this is not the motion of how the court should look, it's really to the court that they have objected.
It's
incorporated. Honourable Vickers, it's not the view, it's really to the court that the opposition objects. Can I ask for an indulgence, Your Honourable Martin?
Chairperson, I still maintain that if we voted, which I did say, otherwise we're giving people power that they don't have. We are here because people voted. And we are in power. So why should we compromise? If the views are to be accommodated, we debate it. That's from yesterday. I think that is what the rules are saying. We didn't simply come with this thing. We wasted time debating the views of other people, which you lost. So why do you have to negotiate if you lost and you don't have the muscle to do anything about it? I reject it.
Honourable members, just listen for one last time. A report as it stands is almost essentially a minute. What the Honourable Dean Smuts has requested to put in the report, I thought was far more than what these reports normally take. Not into their own proceedings. But for a minute to record that you were not in a meeting, to use an example, or that you came late in a meeting, is not to record what you're using. For the report to say that certain people didn't like what took place is merely to record it. Now the rules do say that should be recorded. Otherwise the report will look as if it was unanimous. does not include the fact that there were people. If it was unanimous thing, and this is normally how these things do carry. They carry unanimously, and then you don't have those problems that you are raised or that I'm trying to fix now. If it's not unanimous, it is appropriate that you do record that there was opposition to the thing. And it's really recorded that there was an objection, and you say there were people that objected. So, one could have left it and one could have seen the thing. There would be nothing wrong with putting it in because that is in fact what the minute should be saying. So, if it is the IFP and if it is the COPE and if it is the VA that objected to the report in this form, the reasons why I objected was not the issue. That was the issue. That was the words of the motion which the Honourable Snatch was adding to the motion that they were to president. That I say yes, no, that we don't. And that got nothing, the issue that I'm raising has got nothing to do with the motions, it's really got to do with the reporting of the business of the committee, and that is to say that there were objections and things with the people that objected, and the reasons why they objected is which is the issue that Mark is raising. So I would request the honourable members to think. I think there would be nothing turning on. In fact, I think people would be surprised if it is not recorded that they objected, because the views of some of the parties on this particular point is well known. Honourable Mark, you're out trying to be too persuasive. Can I ask them to record?
I'm persuaded to accept it.
Thank you. And then the report will be added. The DA of the COVID and the
IFP.
Honourable members, that is the business of the day. Unless there is something else, the officials will be instructed to make those decisions. They will be simple. They will be thorough to their work. And this meeting is in German.
Du musst Glück haben. Nicht lang.
If you picked up anything on the sound at all.
Say again?
Good luck if you picked up anything on the sound at all. It's terrible.